Welcome back to the Finsiders on this Tuesday, last day of practice for the Dolphins before they head into their little bye week break. Very happy to have the quarterback of the Miami Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill, in studio, coming off a 21-40 day, 307 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions, and a passer rating of 86.1. Let's start with that game. Let's start with Baltimore. Obviously, it's a tough game. You know, you throw for 300 yards, you're able to distribute the ball really nicely. Don't come out with the victory. After you go back, you watch the tape, you go through things. How do we feel about Sunday?
It was a tough one to lose. You know, it came down to the last minute. Those are always the hardest, the ones that go down to the last minute. But we battled as a team. There's obviously some things that we need to correct, things we didn't do well. But we did some things really well in that game. You know, I think it just comes down to making the plays when they present themselves. There's some plays that were really close. And we just have to find a way to shore those up and make the plays when they're there.
Not just Baltimore the other day, but really throughout much of the season, the ball distribution has been unbelievable. You know, Coach Philbin said today, I think the leading receiver is 27 catches and the fourth guy is 22 or something like that. What's been the key to sort of being able to distribute the ball so evenly so far?
I think it is the way the plays have been coming in. You know, I think we have weapons across the field, and that's a luxury for me to have, you know, that we don't have to like lock in on one guy and try to force the ball to him. We have guys all over the field that we're able to get the ball to. You know, we have Brandon, Hardline, Mike, and then Clay. You know, they're all viable weapons, and at any point we can choose to go to them.
Let's talk about Charles Clay a little bit. Obviously, the wide receivers get, a little bit more of the attention and the love from the fans. But Clay's been here for a couple of years now. We've sort of seen in spurts what he's capable of. And this season, he's, you know, kind of been elevated into that role because of injury to the main number one, you know, tight end. And it seems like every game, there's at least one big play Clay moment. And what kind of target he presents for you?
That's the first time I heard that, big play Clay. I'm going to tell him you said that.
Oh, no, he knows. Yeah,
his head's probably blowing up at the moment. But it's exciting to watch him come into his own. You know, I saw it last year kind of as I came in. I was like, wow, this guy can play. You know, he's athletic, he's fast, he's big. But we had Fasano, you know, we never really kind of used him, you know, I think like we wanted to. But, you know, unfortunately, Dustin went down early in camp, and he's really stepped up into the role. You know, he's an explosive guy. We like the matchups against linebackers and safeties, and he's hard to cover. You know, he's explosive. He's got the size to separate through contact, and he catches the ball well also.
And he's also probably faster than most people realize. He wears the 42, and I think for a lot of fans, just kind of looks like a slow number, and they don't expect him to be able to run as well as he does. From a weapon standpoint, from an option standpoint for you, how different does this year feel compared to last year?
It's definitely different. You know, we have weapons across the whole field. Like I said earlier, you know, it's a luxury. At any point, we can dial up someone's number, call a play, and get them involved. You know, we don't have to key in on one guy, try to force one guy the ball, and they can't. The defense can't clue in on one guy. I think that's something that we've, you know, come to learn throughout this year. Is, you know, there's certain times when they want to cloud up, you know, on Mike's side and really try to take his deep threat away, but it opens up some other guys for us.
A lot of the fans, you know, they look at a game like Indianapolis and Wallace is involved early and often. He has the big day. And you look at, you know, maybe the next week. And is it the coverage that we're seeing from the teams, you know, week to week that's different, and kind of the way they're approaching you guys that it has a lot to do with the different production for the different guys?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think some games you go in, you know, we like our matchup at certain places. And then some games you go in, and they play a completely different coverage than they've shown on tape. You know, maybe they haven't showed that much cloud coverage, and then, you know, they're playing primarily cloud coverage. So, you know, you always have to kind of feel that out early in a game. You know, are they going to play that the way that they did on tape, or are they going to show a little bit something different? So there's always a point in the game when you're kind of feeling out how they're playing you and what they're trying to do.
That's why I guess you got to have the flexibility going into it. You can't just have, you know, okay, we thought it was going to be this, it's now that, and you got to be able to make some adjustments on the fly.
Yeah, you're constantly making adjustments throughout the game. There's always a point in the game when, hey, you know, we're getting this coverage, we like this. You know, we're not getting this coverage on third down, we thought we were. So, you know, it may look bad from the stands, and we may be caught off guard sometimes, but, you know, that's the game. That you're constantly trying to play a chess match with,
sure,
the defense.
We talk about adjustments a lot, and I think for a lot of people it's halftime adjustments. That's a big topic of conversation, but we always say halftime is quick. I host the halftime show. We have like 2 minutes to talk. You know, I guess commercials are part of that, but is it more on the sideline? You know, everybody sees you guys looking at the pictures, that kind of thing. Can you get more done maybe when the defense is out on the field than you can in the locker room at halftime when there's so much going on? Or is it a good combination or what?
I think it's a combination. You know, you're constantly looking at the pictures, looking at leverage, how are guys matching up, how are guys playing. You know, you get to see if the ball was going to the right, how are they playing backside. So You know, like you said, halftime's quick. You know, you're in, you know, restroom break, get a quick snack, something to drink, 2 minutes of adjustments, and then you're back out. So it's got to be a combination of during the game and halftime as well.
Only so much you can do in those 2 minutes. Year two, do you feel more of a leader? That was one of the things, you know, we talked to former quarterbacks, and a lot of them, I think Bob Greasy had the best story. You know, say going from year one to year two, you know, his whole persona in the huddle went from being sort of like, hey, guys, could you please be quiet, to, hey, shut the beep up. do you feel more, though, the leadership thing, the ownership thing in your second year in the league?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that story's kind of spot on. You know, it's you know, you're growing into that through year one, especially for me. You know, not winning the job until, you know, late in camp. You know, throughout the whole off season and in the first part of camp, you're kind of feeling your way through. You don't know where you can exert yourself, where you kind of have to hold back. And coming into this year, you know, just really using the off season program to organize workouts, organize throwing sessions, and build on that. You know, heading into this year.
Talking to Ryan Tannehill, pass protection, maybe the two most uttered words by Dolphin fans the last several weeks, probably said a few times by your coaches and teammates as well. What's your take on what we've seen from pass protection through 5 weeks?
I think there's times when we've done really well and times when we haven't. And it's not just the offensive line, not just the running backs. And sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's me not getting the ball out. So, you know, everyone looks at those numbers and pins it on the offensive line and says, hey, you know, they're not protecting well. When all actuality, it's a combination of you know, routes downfield, of protection, of me in the pocket, of me getting rid of the ball. So it's a blend of those things, and we have to look at it for what it is, fix the things when they're there. You know, sometimes I need to get rid of the ball when you know, the routes aren't the way we expect them to be downfield. Just get rid of the ball, live for another play. Don't take a five-yard loss. You know, and sometimes, you know, those guys are good on the other side of the ball too. Sacks are going to happen, you know. Sure. We'd like to say, hey, we're not going to get sacked at all, but it's the game of football. Those guys on the edge get paid a lot of money to sack the quarterback, and you know, we have to find a way to neutralize that. But at the same time, you know, we realize that there's going to be a certain number where they got us.
How comfortable are you throwing on the run? We saw the fourth down play to Gibson. Obviously, that wasn't a design play or didn't go the way it was designed. But just a tremendous throw, rolling to the left also, which I imagine is even harder than rolling to the right since you're right-handed. We saw it a lot at, you know, at Texas A&M. I know. What is the comfort level, you know, with the designed rollouts and passing in those situations?
I feel good. I feel good throwing on the run. You know, it's something that, you know, I work at in the offseason. And, you know, God just blessed me in that area. You know, I felt like I've always been able to throw on the run. For whatever reason. So I think it's something that we'll continue to look at and being a part of the offense. And, you know, hopefully I can improvise like I did in the game a couple times and get out of the pocket and make a play downfield. You know, I think it puts stress on a defense whenever sure. You start in the pocket and they're expecting you to be in the pocket, and then you scramble out, extends the play, and make some cover for a longer period of time.
Yeah, we see that from a lot of the great quarterbacks in the NFL today, the young guys and the older guys, a lot more the designed runs, not necessarily to go past the line of scrimmage, but the stuff you can do behind the line of scrimmage to extend the play. This team and this offense has looked really, really good at times at the end of the second quarter and at the end of the fourth quarter. What's been working so well for you guys in those situations?
We've had a lot of practice at it. You know, I think it's the biggest thing is we put a lot of work in. We just had, you know, two reps of 2 minute today, you know, two separate runs at it. So we get a lot of work at it, and it's an important part of the game. You know, a lot of points are either left on the field or scored at the end of the half, into the game. And, you know, the guys are making the plays downfield. The protection has been really good in those situations for us, if you look at the season as a whole. And, you know, had time to make throws. And when you're able to do that, and the receivers are getting open downfield and making tough catches in crowds, you know, it's tough to stop us.
A lot of new pieces, obviously, this year, and a lot of chemistry stuff that goes into that. With all of the new pieces, with the changes this year, how far do you think this offense is from being able to fire on all cylinders right now?
I think we're close. You know, I don't think that we're there yet, obviously. We need to get the run game cranked up a little bit. But we're close. It's not that something that we're way far off and we see it like, hey, guys, you know, we need to make five jumps here. You know, maybe it's one block. Maybe it's an aiming point on a run. You know, there's always something, but we're not far off. It's really close. I think we saw early on in the New Orleans game, you know, what we're able to do running the ball and have balance passing and throwing and rushing also. So I think when we're able to do that and find that balance point and really be able to rush the ball effectively and throw the ball, that's when we'll be clicking on all cylinders.
Ryan Tannehill is here. It is the bye week for the Dolphins. Today was the last practice day. You know, my understanding, being around here a couple of years, bye week generally, it's about self-scouting, looking at yourself, you know, more than anything else, and also a time to get away from football for a little bit. You going to take some time for you and the family?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I'll spend some time with my wife, take a couple of days to let my mind clear and body heal up a little bit. But for sure, you know, we started some self-scout today, just taking a look at the things we've done well, things we haven't done well. The sacks, obviously, is something we're really keen on, how we can improve those. And, you know, we'll build on that. You know, we'll try to do more of what we've done well and fix the things that we haven't done well as we move forward.
All right. It's been a fun start to the season for the Dolphins. 3 wins, 2 losses into the bye week. And, of course, next week, start getting ready for their first divisional game of 2013 against the Buffalo Bills. Ryan, really appreciate you coming in, man. Thanks for the time, and enjoy your couple days.
Thanks, Jesse. Thanks for having me.